This is Things to Live For. Here's Rick.
Hi, this is the program that takes 2 minutes to focus on the little things that bring us joy. The Things to Live For podcast. On a previous episode of our show, we covered some of the upsides of being confined to our homes. One of those benefits I think we need to focus on a bit more. I'm talking about being able to spend quality time with our loved ones. We've all seen the memes and joked about being trapped with our families. But deep down, we know that being stuck with them at home is a blessing in disguise. Our modern lives are extremely busy, and many of us don't get to spend a lot of real time regularly with our loved ones. During crises like this, the reality that any of us can be taken away suddenly becomes more and more apparent. If your parents are older, we know that time is limited, so we really need to make the most out of this unique opportunity. For those of us with younger kids, they grow up so quickly, so this is a great chance to pause and enjoy this part of their youth. If you have older kids, you probably rarely get to see them. So being made to stay at home forces them to stick around. Even if we don't live with our loved ones, we know that they're more than likely just at home at any given time. So it's a lot easier to call or FaceTime. When we're able to spend some real quality time with the ones we love, we create priceless memories. No matter what we end up doing, even if it's something as mundane as streaming a movie or having a meal together, we strengthen our bonds with one another. That is what really makes life worth living. Thanks for being with us on Things to Live For. Please remember to share our episodes. Depression is more common during times like this. Someone you know might need a boost. Thanks again. I'm Rick. Have a blessed day.
Thank you for joining this installment of Things to Live For. Visit our website, thingstolivefor.com, for more episodes of our show. That's things, the number two, livefor.com.
Hey, are you in crisis? Or do you know anyone who might be? You are not alone, and help is available. If you're in the U.S., visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org. If you're outside of the U.S., visit iasp.info. That's suicidepreventionlifeline.org in the U.S., or iasp.info if you're outside the U.S. Help is just a click away.